so da na 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 raja janaranjana so da na 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 raja janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Deyara Madhava Kunya Vihari Sireya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Oh. ജയം വിഷ്ണു പാര പരമഹംസ പരവരാജകചാര്യ.
I really think in Split we can open an art gallery for garland art. Huh? What do you think? Yeah, the art of garland. Huh? Beautiful, Jelena. Thank you very much. Really, it's look at this garland. I mean, thank you so much. It's so artful, no? I want to welcome all of the devotees and guests for this celebration and ceremony this evening. You can see it looks as if this is Sylvester, or New Year, isn't it? Yeah. But it is not, and Krishna Jivani will explain to us what we will, what is the special event. Yeah.
Evo ja bih svih vas pozdravila što ste došli na ovu večernu ceremoniju Šikša proslave dodjele Šikša diploma. Nakon uspjeha prvog kruga Šikša diploma koji smo imali u lipnju prošle godine, kad smo podijelili 32 Šikša diplome, u stvari 30 Šikša diploma i 2 junior diplome za Nandini Gorangu. I naravno dobili smo puno pohvala i blagoslova mnogih duhovnih učitelja i samog ministarstva kongregacijskog propovjedanja na čelu sa Džapataka Svamijem. Evo nas u drugom krugu dodjela je Šikša diploma sa još većim brojem bhakta i sad će nam Dharma Gup reći nešto o tome šta je to Šikša program, možda za neke od vas koji ne znaju čemu se ovdje radi večeras.
Hare Krishna. Dakle, ako možda već neki ne znaju, ako neki možda još ne znaju, Šikša program je program vrednovanja postepenog napretka na putu bhakti joge. On osim što potvrđuje i duhovno ohrabruje osobu za duhovni razvoj, također uspješno vodi do prve harinama inicijacije, koja je jako povoljna na duhovnom putu. Šikša program pruža smjernice za jedan zaokruženi duhovni napredak, gdje se vodi računa da bhakta, osim što mantra, da je također upoznat sa filozofijom i praksom svjesnosti Krišne, te da je uključen u službu, u druženje s bhaktama, da poznaje duhovne standarde itd. Dakle, to je put sistematičnog napretka na kojem se cijeni i bodri svaki naš korak. Kao što je Krišna Jivani jučer rekla Guru Maharaju, od nula krugova dnevno do jedan krug dnevno je ogromna razlika. Razlika veličine univerzuma. Krug. Za neko ne zna, krug Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Znači početak duhovne prakse, svakodnevne duhovne prakse. Dakle, motriši takav jedan cjeloviti napredak osobe. Također, lokalni autoriteti mogu preporučiti bez ikakvog problema bhaktu za prvu inicijaciju kod nekog duhovnog učitelja.
Of a step by step by step process.
Na početku bih želio reći da sam vrlo inspiriran s tom idejom da je napredak u duhovnom životu proces koraka po korak.
I have brought with me today a little movie which describes what is actually going on when we make spiritual advancement.
Sa sobom sam danas donio jedan film koji pokazuje što se u biti dešava kada radimo taj duhovni napredak.
It really is a process whereby which we become free from coverings.
To je uistinu proces s kojim se oslobađamo prekrivača.
When the soul enters this world, he is becoming covered with layers and layers and layers of material illusion.
Kada duhovna duša dođe u ovaj svijet, ona biva prekrivena slojevima i slojevima i slojevima materijalne iluzije.
And you need to do some spiritual ecology to become free from that.
Mi trebamo napraviti duhovnu ekologiju da bi se oslobodili toga.
Actually, we take on not only one mask about our real identity, but many, many masks.
Zapravo svoj pravi identitet ne pokrivamo samo jednom maskom, već velikim brojem maski.
Sometimes the soul is Alexander the Great.
Ponekad je duša Aleksandar Veliki.
And then next life he may be Milomir the Small.
U sljedećem životu možda Milomir Mali.
In each life we take on a different mask and act out the drama of our life, which has nothing, I would like to repeat this, nothing to do with our actual spiritual self.
I svaki život odigravamo svoju materijalnu dramu koja nema ništa, da ponovimo, ništa sa našim duhovnim identitetom.
What is the way out of this theater, this continuous playing of roles?
I gdje je izlaz iz tog stalnog igranja uloga?
It's the way out is to discover your authentic self, your spiritual self.
Izlaz je u tome da otkrijemo svoje autentično ja, svoje izvorno ja.
This is a subject matter of this little movie, which we will see. It's only for 5 minutes, and I believe Irena will show it to us.
To je tema večerašnjeg filma kojeg ćemo pogledati. To je film od 5 minuta i vjerujem da će nam ga Irena pokazati.
Please let us make it completely dark, because it's really...
Možemo li, molim vas, ugasiti sve? Dajte nam samo par trenutaka.
Oh yeah, Good then. Then Irena, you can give us a sign when you're ready, and we will start with the entrance of the soul into the world of masks.
Počećemo sa ulaskom duše u svijet maski.
Then we see different historical episodes of the human being, which are all different exhibitions of a masked life.
I kasnije ćemo vidjeti različite povijesne događaje duša koje su biti egzibicije tih različitih maski.
And then we will see the liberation from material existence through the process of the Shiksha ceremony.
I onda ćemo vidjeti izbavljanje duhovne duše kroz proces Shiksha ceremonije.
Not this Gaurahari, it's masks. No, masks. One moment, we have to... Gaurahari just came back from India. No, Gaurahari, it is masks. You know what the Slovenian devotees did?
Evo, još par trenutaka.
Okay, then I suggest we will give first the lecture, and while we give the lecture, you can find it without that we hear anything of your struggles with the computer. Yeah. And yeah.
Možeš upaliti svjetlo. Evo, film ćemo ipak pokazati malo kasnije, poslije predavanja. Dok Gaurahari pripremi sve potrebne tehničke detalje.
So, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravana Dhani. Yamuna Tiravana Dhani. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Come on. So, Hare Krishna, I would just like to briefly speak about life as a journey with interesting stations.
Hare Krishna, želio bih kratko govoriti o životu kao o putovanju koje ima svoje zanimljive postaje.
Especially, spiritual life is a journey which we could best describe as a pilgrimage.
Specijalno duhovni život je putovanje koje najbolje možemo opisati kao hodočašće.
A pilgrim is a person who has heard a call.
Hodočasnik je osoba koja je čula poziv.
The call has come from the region of his heart.
I poziv je došao iz područja njegovog srca.
The call goes something like this.
A taj poziv ide nekako ovako.
Wake up.
Probudi se.
You're not leading the life which you are meant to live.
Ti ne vodiš život koji bi trebalo voditi.
There's a life waiting for you, a life of opportunity.
Postoji život koji te čeka, život pun mogućnosti.
And by adopting a spiritual process, you can go to this land of opportunity, the land of fulfillment.
I ako prihvatiš duhovni život, možeš doći u to mjesto mogućnosti.
And the pilgrim is someone who says yes to this call.
I hodočasnik je neko ko kaže da tom pozivu.
I believe that every human being will hear this type of call at one stage or another.
Vjerujem da svako ljudsko biće će čuti ovaj poziv u jednom trenutku.
But not everyone responds to this call with a glowing yes.
Ali neće svako odgovoriti na taj poziv sa uzbudljivim da.
Many even ignore this call.
Mnogi ga čak i ignoriraju.
But those who are this evening assembled to take part in this shiksha ceremony, they have heard the call of Krishna, and they have said, yes, I'm coming.
Ali oni koji večera sudjeluju u ovoj shiksha ceremoniji, oni su čuli taj poziv, čuli su poziv Krishne i rekli su da.
Krishna speaks about these people in the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna govori o tim ljudima u Bhagavad Gita.
Manusyanam sahasreshu kashit yatati sitanam. It means among thousands and thousands, if not millions of people, there's one person who searches after perfection.
Taj stih kaže da među tisućama, tisućama, ako ne i milijunima ljudi, postoji jedna osoba koja traga za istinu.
And amongst the thousands of people who search for perfections, there are only a few who have understood that full God realization, that perfection they are looking for.
I od među mnogo stotina tih koji tragaju za tim savršenstvom, tek je jedan koji je shvatio da je to savršenstvo ljubav prema Bogu.
So Krishna consciousness, you can say, is a personal invitation by the Lord.
I tako svjesnost Krishne možemo reći osoban poziv od Boga.
Come and realize your relationship with me.
Dođi i realiziraj svoj odnos s menom.
I have an ocean of nectar for you, which is in this relationship, an ocean of bhakti rasa.
Imam ocean nektara koji se nalazi u tom odnosu za tebe, ocean koji se zove bhakti rasa.
Now, whenever we start our journey in spiritual life, we will see some signposts on the way.
I kada krenemo sa svojim duhovnim putem, vidjet ćemo uz put znakove.
It's just like if I start, let us say, my journey to Zagreb.
Baš kao kad bih, na primjer, krenuo na svoje putovanje za Zagreb.
First I will see the signpost aerodrom.
Prvo bih vidio znak aerodrom.
Oh, I'm not a driver myself, so maybe it's Zada. Zada, I will Zada. See. Zada, then I will see Šibenik. Then I will see a signpost, Rijeka, Zagreb.
Onda bih vidio znak za Rijeku, za Zagreb.
So when I start my spiritual journey, I will first see the signpost, Shraddha, faith.
I kada bih krenuo sa svojim duhovnim putovanjem, prvi znak koji bih vidio, pisalo bih Shraddha ili vjera.
And from there I will see other posts, which direct me into the association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha.
I onda bih vidio druge znakove koje bi me usmjeravali u društvo Bhakta, Sadhu Sangha.
Then I should watch out when I come into the assembly of spiritual people for the next signposts. The signpost I should be looking for points me towards Bhajana Kriya, spiritual activities of sadhana.
I onda u društvu Bhakta bih trebao tražiti za znakove koje će me usmjeravati u Bhajana Kriju.
Now when I'm when I'm already in a spiritual praxis, there will be some obstacles.
I kada krenem u duhovnu praksu, onda će doći prepreke.
Just like ghosts from the past, my material desires will come on the screen of my consciousness.
Kao duhovi prošlosti, moje materijalne želje će doći na lice moje svjesnosti.
I may try to meditate on the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, but all of a sudden all I see is pizzas.
pokušati mantrati, meditirati na Hare Krishna mantru, ali odjednom ću samo vidjeti pice.
Or chocolate.
Ili čokoladu.
Or cigarettes.
Ili cigarete.
Or even more deeper material attachments for name and for money and so on.
Ili dublje materijalne vezanosti, želje za slavom, za novcem.
I'm thinking, I started my spiritual life in earnestness and now I'm all of a sudden so full of material desires. What has gone wrong?
Mogu misliti, počeo sam tako iskreno svoj duhovni život, ali sad odjednom imam toliko materijalnih želja, što je pošlo po krivo.
Nothing has gone wrong, everything has gone right.
Ništa nije pošlo krivo, sve je pošlo pravo.
You start to get purified.
Počinjemo se pročišćavati.
And wherever there's some cleaning, the dirt will in the very first moment become more visible than it was before.
I kad god nešto čistimo, prvljaština u prvom trenutku postaje još vidljivija nego što je prije bilo.
In good German families it is like this: when spring comes this time, then you do the spring, great spring cleaning of your house.
Dobrim njemačkim obiteljima je tradicija kada dođe proljeće da krenete u veliko proljetno čišćenje kuće.
The idea is that during winter so much dirt and unnecessary things have accumulated in your house, and because you stayed mainly inside the house, you have just brought things in the house, boom, 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 more.
Ideja je da za vrijeme zimskoga perioda toliko se stvari prljaštine nagomilalo u kući, jer toliko vremena provodimo u kući da smo sve to donosili, sve te stvari.
Now spring has come and you will move out.
I sada je proljeće tu i izlazimo van.
Clean your house!
Očistimo svoju kuću.
And then you start sweeping.
I onda počinjemo mesti.
And as you sweep, you become aware of all the dirt which you even didn't know that it was there.
I kako počinjemo čistiti, postajemo svjesni sve prljaštine za koje nismo ni znali da postoji.
As you go into the regala of your shrunk, you see all the old socks which you don't need.
I kako ulazimo u regale, vidimo sve te stare čarape koje nismo trebali.
As you look in your book, you see, my God, all these nonsense books which I don't really need any longer.
Pogledamo na police s knjigama, toliko besmislenih knjiga koje mi ne trebaju.
So much unnecessary burdens have entered my life so that I'm just like a big garbage deposit.
Toliko mnogo nepotrebnih tereta je ušlo u moju kuću da sam kao odlagalište za smeće.
And you go under the carpet, oh my God, you see old cigarettes underneath the carpet.
Pogledate, dignete tapet i vidite, oh, moj Bože, otpušci, stari otpušci od cigareta.
Start cleaning!
Počnemo čistiti.
Bacati the things which you don't need.
Bacati stvari koje ne trebamo.
Look at this. Look at the things. Do I use this or do I not use it?
Pogledajte stvar. Da li to koristim ili ne?
When you don't use it, you can bacati it.
Ako je ne trebate, možete bacati.
By the way, these glasses I don't use, I will give them to Radha Vinod immediately. Please give them to Radha Vinod. Whatever you don't need and what you carry along in your life becomes a burden.
Što god ne trebate, a nosite u svom životu, postaje teret.
This stage in Sanskrit is called anatta nivritti. Free yourself from unwanted habits. It's very important if you want to make advancement.
Ovaj nivo u duhovnom životu se zove anatta nivritti, čišćenje nepotrebnih stvari u našem životu.
When you just have bhajana kriya, that means spiritual activities, but you don't free yourself from unnecessary burdens, you will not be able to advance.
Ako imamo samo duhovne aktivnosti, ali se ne oslobađamo stvari koje nam ne trebaju, onda nećemo moći napredovati.
When the house of your heart is, or the temple of your heart is clean, when the unnecessary things are gone, then you can become steady. That means you don't have these mood swings. Today I'm feeling good, tomorrow I'm feeling bad.
Kada očistimo hranu u našem srcu, oslobodimo ga nepotrebnih stvari, onda možemo doći na nivo postojanosti. Ne, danas imam dobar dan, sutra imam loš dan.
Do you know why we sometimes go up and down, happy, depressed, enthusiastic, not enthusiastic?
Da li znate zašto idemo tako ponekad, smo entuzijastični, pa nismo entuzijastični, pa smo sretni, pa smo depresivni?
The reason is that we have too many unnecessary things in our life.
Razlog je to što imamo previše nepotrebnih stvari u životu.
Too many unnecessary possessions.
Previše nepotrebnih posjeda.
Too many unnecessary concepts.
Previše nepotrebnih koncepta.
Too many unnecessary relationships.
Previše nepotrebnih odnosa.
Bacite them.
Bacite.
Bacite. I'm getting a little enthusiastic here. Then you will be able to see new signposts in your journey.
I onda ćemo moći vidjeti nove znakove na našem putovanju.
A deep taste.
Duboki ukus.
And as you drive through the land of a deep spiritual taste, you feel you have entered a new country in your life. A new life can start.
I kada se vozite zemljom dubokog ukusa, osjećate da ste došli u novu zemlju i možete započeti sa vašim novim životom.
After some time, you will all of a sudden notice spiritual revelations.
I nakon nekog vremena odjednom ćete početi primjećivati duhovna otkrivenja.
In the beginning they come very rarely, but when you see them, you are totally moved.
U početku dolaze jako rijetko, ali kad ih vidite, u potpunosti ste obuzeti s njima.
The scriptures say that this is something like what a traveler in the night in a stormy night sees, when he all of a sudden sees a flash, and for the moment he sees the whole country side lying before him, being illumined by that flash.
Kažu da je to kao putnik koji u noći odjednom vidi samo na trenutak čitavi krajolik koji je obasjan oko njega.
This is when your heart has developed attachment and love for Krishna.
To se desi kad naše srce razvije ljubav i vezanost za Krišnu.
You all of a sudden see God in His beauty before you.
Odjednom vidite Boga u svojoj ljepoti ispred vas.
But because you are still not perfected in your spiritual life, He also disappears.
Ali zbog toga što još nismo savršeni u svom duhovnom životu, on također i nestane.
Once you have seen the beauty of God and then He has disappeared, there's only one emotion left in your heart. I must see Him again.
Jednom kada vidite ljepotu Boga i on nestane u vašem srcu, ostane samo jedan osjećaj. Moram ga ponovo vidjeti.
The beauty was so overwhelming, the experience was so moving, that you only live to see the beloved again.
I to iskustvo je nas je toliko obuzelo i preplavilo da živimo samo zato da ga ponovo vidimo.
You feel divine emotions stirring your heart so that sometimes you cry out of love and you laugh and you tremble in anticipation of the meeting.
I ljubavne emocije nas toliko dirnu da ponekad plačemo, ponekad se smijemo u iščekivanju toga ponovnog sastanka.
And then one day you hear a voice.
I onda jedan dan čujete glas.
Oh my dear devotee, I know you have longed for me so long.
Oh moj dragi bhakta, znam da čezneš za menom toliko dugo.
My dear devotee, I know that you have given up all your material attachments for my sake.
Znam da si se zbog mene odrekao svih materijalnih vezanosti.
My dear devotee, you have become a beggar of love.
Moj dragi bhakta, postao si prosioc ljubavi.
Now see all of my qualities.
Sada pogledaj sve moje kvalitete.
And at that moment the light goes on.
U tom trenutku upali se svjetlo.
And you see the beautiful Lord before you. and the vision doesn't stop.
I vidite prekrasno gospodina ispred vas i ta vizija ne staje.
It's described that it is so overwhelming that you may faint for some time.
Opisano je da to toliko preplavljuje da možemo pasti u nesvijest neko vrijeme.
But then the divine fragrance of the Lord enters your nostrils and revives you.
Oživi božanski miris gospodina.
So you can see this is a very fascinating journey.
I možemo vidjeti da je to vrlo fascinantno putovanje.
It is the journey for which we are all made.
To je putovanje ono zbog kojega smo svi mi napravljeni.
And the signposts have appeared, or first the call has appeared in all of our lives.
I znakovi su se već pojavili, prvo se poziv pojavio u našem životu.
And we have also seen the signposts.
I također smo vidjeli i znakove.
At least the devotees who today will be honored by this wonderful Shiksha ceremony have seen faith in their heart. They have seen a signpost called association with devotees and a signpost called spiritual practice.
Barem bakte danas koji će dobiti tu počast Shiksha inicijacije, oni su vidjeli te znakove vjere, znakove društva sa baktama.
Now you are on your journey.
Sada ste na svome putovanju.
And today we want to celebrate that.
I danas to želimo slaviti.
With cakes and even this beautiful decoration.
Sa tortama i ovim prekrasnim ukrasima.
With song and with dance.
Sa pjesmom i sa plesom.
Yes. However, something lies ahead of you.
Ali ipak nešto leži ispred vas na putu.
You will hit upon one law.
Naići ćete na jedan zakon.
It's called the law of diminishing interest.
A to se zove zakon interesa koji nestaje, koji se smanjuje.
Everything is so exciting when it's new.
Sve je jako uzbudljivo kad je novo.
But when we know the things, our mind just switches off.
Ali kada već znamo sve stvari, onda naš um se jednostavno isključi.
A pizza is so absolutely fascinating when it's the first pizza.
Pizza je tako fascinantna kada je prva.
The second pizza is no longer so fascinating.
Sljedeća već nije tako fascinantna.
And when you are invited and you have eaten the third pizza, you begin already to show some signs of diminishing interest.
I kada pojedete već i treću pizzu, počinjete lagano pokazivati simptome interesa koji nestaje.
After the sixth pizza you say, hvala, ja sam puno.
Nakon šeste kažemo to.
Ja. Only if you manage in, this is a material example.
Ovo je materijalno primjer.
In Krishna consciousness, if you are practicing on the material platform, you will also feel that.
U svjesnosti Krishna, ako prakticiramo na materijalnom nivou, također ćemo to osjetiti.
The material platform in Krishna consciousness is you do everything without Krishna consciousness.
Materijalni nivo svjesnosti Krishna je da radimo sve bez svjesnosti Krishna.
You do not think of Krishna while you do your things.
Ne mislimo na Krishnu dok radimo svoje stvari.
You think of yourself and your small little motivations and interests.
Mislimo na sebe i na naše male motivacije i interese.
Only if you do what you do for Krishna's pleasure, then you act on the spiritual platform.
Jedino ako radimo stvari koje radimo za Krishna, za zadovoljstvo, djelujemo na duhovnom nivou.
You must be careful on the journey to always stay on the right road. That means do the things for Krishna, not for yourself.
I moramo uvijek paziti da na našem putovanju budemo na pravom putu, da radimo stvari za Krishnu, a ne za sebe.
When you stay on that road of spiritual life, you won't get bored, but the further you go, the more interesting you will find your journey.
I ako ostanete na pravom putu, duhovnom putu, onda nikada nećete osjetiti dosadu, već što više odete, dublje odete, bit ćete sve više zainteresirani.
But when you leave that road of awareness of Krishna, doing things for Krishna, you will lose interest.
Ali kad napustimo taj put svjesnosti Krishna, rađanja stvari za Krishnu, izgubit ćemo interes.
You will think the song is the same.
Mislit ćete da ova pjesma je uvijek ista.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah? Yes, na.
Već znam.
Yeah. When you are, however, full of Krishna consciousness, you think, I have not even chanted one round.
Ali kada ste ispunjeni svjesnošću Krishna, onda mislite, nisam još ni jedan krug izmantrao.
This is so good, let me chant some more.
Ovo je tako dobro, još ću ih izmantrao.
And yeah, when in June there's a Japa retreat here near Split, I will go, register me.
Ubrzo je Japa retreat ovdje u Hrvatskoj, želim ići, odmah me zapišite.
Yes. Be aware of the law of diminishing interest, which is there in all material endeavors.
Pazite se zakona interesa koji se smanjuje, nestaje, koji se nalazi u svim materijalnim radnjama.
This war will also work on you if you get on the wrong road in Krishna consciousness.
I taj će zakon također djelovati na nas ako se ne nalazimo na pravom putu svjesnosti.
Yes, if you do things for your own sake, for your own selfish interest, then you will stay in the limitations of the ego and you will find it not so interesting any longer.
I ako radimo stvari samo radi sebe, u svjesnosti Krishne, naćemo se na putu lažnoga ja i to nećemo naći pretjerano zanimljivim.
What helps us to go on?
Što nam pomaže da nastavimo?
Spiritual stimuli.
Duhovni stimulansi.
What is a stimulanza?
Što je stimulans?
Stimulanza is something when you take it, it will evoke a reaction.
A to je nešto što kada uzmete izaziva reakciju.
For instance, if you go with a feather behind the ear, then you go after some time. Achi!
I ako sa perom, na primjer, škakljete iza uha, onda možete kihnuti.
You can try. Stimuli, that's a material, that's an example of a stimuli.
To je primjer stimulansa.
Or if an elephant sees a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful and fat female elephant, his lust will be stimulated.
Ili ako slon vidi prekrasnu debelu slonicu, njegova požuda će biti odmah probuđena.
I'm very sorry to use such an example. It is a stimuli. So for spiritual life, there should also be something in our life which evokes a positive reaction.
I tako u našem duhovnom životu treba postati nešto što izaziva pozitivnu reakciju.
Sometimes we cannot see our place in spiritual life simply because we don't have any stimuli.
Ponekad ne možemo vidjeti svoje mjesto u duhovnom životu jednostavno zbog toga što nemamo poticaj stimula.
The moment we, for instance, in such a situation see a new goal which begins to interest us, we become active in new ways.
I čim u takvoj situaciji vidimo novi cilj koji nas zainteresira, odmah postajemo aktivni.
Srila Prabhupada once met his spiritual master. It was his first meeting and he received a stimuli which kept him enthusiastic for the rest of his life.
Srila Prabhupada kada je prvi put sreo svog duhovnog učitelja, dobio je poticaj koji ga je držao aktivnim i zainteresiranim čitav njegov život.
Srila Prabhupada entered the room of his spiritual master told him, when he was still paying his obeisance, you should spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English speaking word.
Kada je Srila Prabhupada ušao u prostoriju dok je još odavao poštovanje svom duhovnom učitelju, on mu je rekao, ti bih trebao proširiti svjesnost Krišne na englesko govorno područje.
And that this entered his heart and kept him inspired for this for the rest of his life.
I to je ušlo u njegovo srce i držalo ga inspiriranim do kraja njegovog života.
Even when he came to America and we might have to say, survived this very cold New York winter. This stimuli carried him on and on and on.
I čak i kada je došao u Ameriku i preživio tu jako tešku njujoršku zimu, taj poticaj ga je još uvijek držao.
My dear devotees, when your life seems stagnant and stale, search for a new stimuli.
Moji dragi bhakte, kada vaš život izgleda ustajalo, tražite nove stimulanse.
When you feel uninspired or when you feel everything is the same, search for a new stimuli.
Kada se osjećate neinspiranim ili mislite da je sve isto, tražite novi poticaj, novi stimulans.
When you cannot understand things and you are blocked in some ways of your spiritual advancement, search for this new stimuli.
Kada ne možete razumjeti neke stvari ili ste blokirani u vašem duhovnom napretku, tražite taj novi stimulans.
This stimulans, stimuli can very much come in the association of devotees.
I on može vrlo doći u društvu bhakta.
And I really also feel it can come when you consciously pray to Krishna.
I vjerujem također isto da može doći kada se stalno molite Krishna.
And it can come also when you are in this shiksha program.
I može doći kada smo u ovome shiksha programu.
You are on level 1, then you look towards level 2, and it inspires you to reach level 2, then you are there, then you look towards level 3, and it inspires you to reach this, and you will see, you get so much energy when you have this stimuli.
Kada smo na prvome nivou, onda smo inspirirani da dostignemo drugi, na drugome smo inspirirani za treći, i tako uvijek imamo taj poticaj u duhovnom životu.
I have, for instance, very wonderful Krishna conscious goals with which I work in my life, and they are always giving me enthusiasm.
Ja imam također prekrasne ciljeve u svjesnosti Krishne koje pokušavam dostići i oni mi uvijek daju entuzijazam.
Whatever country I go, devotees come to me and say, Maharaj, you always smile. From where does your smile come?
Kje god da dođem u svijetu, bhakti me uvijek pitaju, Maharaj, uvijek se tako smiješ, odakle dolazi tvoj osmijeh?
And I say, I have a spiritual vision which makes me smile.
Ja im kažem, imam duhovnu viziju koja čini da se uvijek smiješim.
Sometimes I see myself dancing with God, and that makes me smile.
Ponekad vidim sebe da plešem sa Bogom i to čini da se smiješim.
Yeah. It's a stimuli.
To je stimulans.
I wish all of you who are, whom we are celebrating today, that may you always have new and the appropriate stimuli in your life.
Želim svima vama koje večeras slavimo da uvijek imate nove prikladne stimulanse.
So I have said what I wanted to say.
Rekao sam što sam želio reći.
Now I will just ask Irena if we are yes. I want to show you now this wonderful movie about losing, about the spiritual journey, the freedom from the masks.
Sada bih vam želio pokazati ovo prekrasno putovanje.
These photos were made in Venice.
Ove su fotografije napravljene u Veneciji.
Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram.
It's all right.
Hare Krishna. That was our attempt to show an alternative to material life, to the life of masks. We are now ready to start with the celebration. I hope I have not shocked you too much.
Dragi bate, sad će nam trebati samo 5 minuta da malo ovdje namjestimo sve, pa možda vas malo strpljenja. Hvala.
Nandini!
Možemo napraviti jedan prolaz ovako kroz sredinu da bate koji...
Kako ste? So, yeah, you will help in the ceremony, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, so happy to see you, you still dance, okay, good afternoon, I want to